All right, let's nachmal. Ling over here, the holy Yitz Rebbe Rebbe Yitzchak Aliel. Mesach the Mikvayz Perak Ches Mishnah Alf Perak Tes Perak Tes. Elu Chayitzim Adam Chut Yitzem Vechut Yipishtan Veharitzuah Shavrosh Habanes the Ritzuah the Rosh Habanes Rebbe Yehuda Omer Shal Tzemer Veshal Seir In Chayitzim Ve Wool In The Hair Is Not Chayitzim Bemnei Shamayim Boim Bohem. Let us see over here what there is a picture 166. Picture 166. Chut Yitzem Vechut Yipishtan Veharitzuah Shavrosh Habanes Perish Harav Shachutin Shal Mishnaseinu Habanes Habanes Mikalois A Son Besech Seir Rishon. When it says over there, Achutin in our Mishnah, over here refers to that the bonis, the little girls, bekalis, they weave. Oysan besech ser rashan, vizer kepere shahashi shabbos, tafnan zainam navdi bemasal libachut itzemer, btesham, de masal beme varosham, chilko rashi, perishu shaylu chutim, shabonis, korchois, bohen, is ser rashan. They don't weave it, but they wrap it. Okay, so there's a chilik, is it wrapping, or is it being kalua? Is it woven into the hair, or is it wrapped? Okay, is it woven into the hair, or is it wrapped? Okay, let's go weiter. Even if it's only karuch, that alone would be sufficient. That even if it's karuch alone, so therefore it's you would think that's less of a chatzitza. Yet along comes the Mishnah says even that's going to be a chatzitza. Therefore it's more of a chatzitza. It's more of a chatzitza when it's kalua. And the chiddush is even if it's not kalu, it's only karuch. Even that's going to be called a chatzitza. Let's see over here what it says over here. Next chatzitza. She miut ein chaytzetz. Over here, and it says a chatzitza. That's not miut. It's not chatzitza. Elim kein he who makpid aleha. Chutim elu he makpedes lahasidan b'shas chafifa. A woman is makpid to remove it when they. What's chafifa mean? They rub themselves. They clean themselves. That's a hilchas mikvah term. Noshim, you hear that word when it comes to laws of a nida. When the vibe talk about all the halachs of nida, they talk about the word chafifa. What's chafifa? What does it mean, chafifa, literally?
It even means to clean themselves before
mikvah. So they're makbid on this. Since there is a zman, sheyesh zman, shehi makpida alehem, hari elu choytetzim li'olam, and because they're makbid on this, the cave and sheyesh zman, there is a zman. Shehi makpida lehem hari elu chaytzim liolam. That's a very big chiddush. That if there's a particular zman when they're makpid, that makes it a chatzitza leolam. So even though most of the time it's a mitzvah zman, most of the time the women are not makpid. Adraba, this is their beauty. They wear these things since for 5 minutes in a month. 5 minutes a month when they go to mikvah, the makbid that they should not be upon them, that sets the tone for the whole month. That sets the tone that it's called the chatzitza the rest of the month when it comes to they want to go to mikvah, let's say for tumas for truma. So since the makbid doing chafifa, when they go for nida their makbid upon it, the nail becomes a chatzitza even when they're not going to mikvah. It's a chatzitza, it's a halach, it's called the chatzitza when they're not going for nida. Even though the amount of time is a very short amount of time, that small amount of time affects their entire life. That small amount of time.
Would you say that a single girl, this would be considered, like let's say you have the daughter of the Shach who wants the Truma, and she's not married. Would this be considered a chastitza for her?
Oh, because she has no chafifa. So maybe you have to say you go bust the roiv, you go bust the velt, the gantz oilam. Since the gantz oilam, it's called the chatzitza. So even for a person who's not in that matzav, it will be chatzitza. I hear what you're saying. Maybe not. I hear you're being mechadish, harav agoin, Rabbi Doctor Yitzchak Aliel is saying a chidush, a mesach the mikvayz perek test mishnah aleph. We have over here in the footnote is that it's a chatzitza since it's b'shas chafifa. What would Allah be when it's, well, let's say it's not b'shas, let's say you have an isha that's not shaykh in chafifa, because she's...
No, I don't think chafifa is the critical issue.
Mikvah.
I think it's makvah, whether or not she's
makvah. She's makvah a short period of time, and that short period of time is going to make all the difference. It's going to make all the difference in the world, that short period of time. I hear. Okay, let's see. Let's go weiter.
I think the Makura, and I also think that it has to go Buster Rove. I mean, I'm saying not Buster Rove, that if the Chatzitza covers Rove, then automatically it's considered a Chatzitza to be possible. If it covers a small amount, then it's not necessarily considered a Chatzitza. However, if a person's Makbid, even if it covers a small amount, then I think it's a problem.
Very interesting. All right, let's go weiter. Let's go weiter. Let me just plug this in because I don't want my power is going to run out of power over here. I have a lot of wires here. A lot of wires. Wow. Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Frankenstein. Even Abishab and Ramesh didn't have so many wires by him. Abishab and Ramesh, he didn't have so many wires. He was wireless. We here have a lot of wires. Okay, let's go weiter in the Mishnah. Let's see the Rav. What is the Rav? Now, look on the bottom over here says that we did that by reading the Rav. What does the Rav say? The Rav over here says, "Elu choytzit sinchut etzemechu depishon v'ertzua shabonets mikaloyz bochen seor shebereishon." They braid. V'hein they mehudokoyz b'seor shebereish. They cleave to the hair and the head. U'moynoyz hamayim milikonets b'seor, and they prevent. Because they cleave to the hair, they prevent the water from entering into the hair. Okay, fine. Shaltzemer, shaltzemer, v'shaltzeor ein chaytzitzin. If it's wool, and if it's hair, it's not chatzitza. Ein halacha k'Rebbe Yehuda v'shaltzemer. We don't paskin like Rabbeinu when it comes to wool. Al b'chutin shaltzeor. Strands of hair, moedim lo chachamim, it's not a chatzitza. Lefi shahamayim nechnasim mochem v'daf v'chutim shabarosh. Choytzitzim, avol shel tzavor. If you attach something to your neck, a noose, ein choytzitzim, she'ein isha choynekes es atzma, a woman doesn't choke herself. Okay? But other people choke, other people do choke. Weiter. Let's chaz the Mishnah. So we have a tabla. Where's the tabla? Where is the tabla? Here it is, on the bottom. There's no such thing with the Mishnah without a tabla. Mispar 66. Din chatzitza b'chutim b'ritzuos chutei tzemer tanakam choytzitzin b'bnei shahim nehudokim. Koy tanakam is a chatzitza. By tzemer. Rabbi Yehuda einam choytzitzin b'bnei shahamayim nechnosim bohem. Water penetrates wool. This is its weakness. Wool has a weakness. It's vulnerable to penetration. Chutim pishin v'ritzuos choytzim l'fi sheheim b'hudokim ve'ein hamayim nechnasim b'chem. We've just learned over here the soid. You see, I never knew this. I woke up this morning. I had no idea we come to this moment of revelation. Ma'amish is a night. It's a very moment of truth for me now in this moment. Shatnes. Gidilim tasil l'cholostil b'shatnes. What's pshat shanes? What is the fundamental difference between wool and linen? So until now, I always thought the difference was because one is an animal product and one is a product of the earth. One is a vegetarian and one is what do they call those other people who eat meat? What do they call meat? A meat person.
Carnivorous.
A what?
Carnivorous.
Carnivorous. Humans are carnivorous?
Actually, the humans are omnivorous because they eat plants as well.
Omnivorous, like Lashon, am kodosh at Lashon Elokeichem. Omnivorous. I thought man is cannibalism. I thought this is called cannibalism.
Lashon Ami that provides services for special use.
Ami, who's the name of a magazine? Ami's name of a magazine. Ami and Mishpacha. What's the difference between Ami and Mishpach? Ami is for the Am. Mishpach is just for the Mishpach. Just for the Bais. The B'nai Bais. Ami is the Gans Klal Yisrael. The Gans. Mishpach says, no. The Gans Klal Yisrael is the Mishpach. The Mishpach doesn't mean for the family. It means for the Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael is like one big Mishpach. Weiter. So here's saying over here that so now I was I'm saying now something very serious now is that the lumdus of Kalayim is is chatzitza. I always saw the difference between klai m'shani is wool. Wool is an animal product. Linen is a product of the earth. A product of the earth does not mix well with the product of an animal. They're two different, they were created on two different days. The earth was created in the beginning, Bereshis, Baruch Hu, and the animals were created on Yom HaShishi, right? Yom HaShishi were animals. So they're different extremes. The extreme elements of creation. One came 5 days before, 6 days before the other. But over here we have a new pshat. The climb over here is that because wool can penetrate. Wool is not a chatzitza. Linen is a chatzitza. Linen, the nature of linen is it's mahadik, and it creates a chatzitza. Wool does not. Everything only depends about the Torah. And when it comes like kol erichel kol shiureha, eretz chitus oida eretz gzeis shem nedvash, everything is a shear. So here you have here the difference between wool and linen is benogeya tahara. You want to achieve tahara. Wool is not going to hold you back. Linen's going to hold you back. Mela that's klayim shanes. These two things cannot coexist. One is a monea, of tumah. One is machnes. Now they say also they say that the kohen gadol wore linen. Linen is a koyach to ward off the malach hamavis. In zichum in sefer of oitzer pelois, it's a big shtickle on this. Is linen. Linen has the koyach al pi kabbalah to be megan from the koyachas atoma. As the koyach to be megan from the koyachas atoma, wool allows the mayim to penetrate, so you become tar mibifnim. Okay, so I think there's a lot of very deep things over here. See, if I say this, they will say that I'm a mental retard for saying these crazy things. If Rav Tzadik says this, Skodesh Kodashim. And it's all the same stuff. Weiter. Isn't that a dull guy for me to talk like that? Weiter chute seor. Einem choytzitzim b'bnei shamayim nechnasim b'einam l'bein ha-seor. Seor is not a chatzitzim because water is going to penetrate between b'einam l'bein ha-seor. Maskot over here, we have a maskot over here. When it comes to linen, hair is a garnished. When it comes to pishtan veritzuos, it's l'chol hadeis hachatzitza. L'chol hadeis hachatzitza. And when it comes to chutitzem, it's machlokes. So that's what we take out of the Mishnah here. Wool is controversial. Hair is inconsequential. And pishtan is an armed insurrection. Let's chaz the Mishnah. The Mishnah here says, Elu chitzitzin ba'adam. Chutei tzemer, chutei pishtan, according to the Kama, is going to be called chatzitza. Veritzuois, shebroshi abonois, that's linen. Linen is called ritzuois, it's called linen. That's called chutei pishtan veritzuois. Leather. So leather tak is going to be a chatzitza. No one disagrees with Seor, that's a new thing, but he's coming to only disagree with wool. But linen and ritzuitz, everyone agrees, called the chatzitz. This chart tag is very good. I'm getting used to these charts, you see?
Who said that ritzu means leather? Who would have said ritzu or shalar? Ritzu means a ribbon.
Means what?
Ribbon.
Ribbon of what? What kind of material?
I don't know.
It means the ritzuas. No, it means over here, when it says over here ritzuas, it means leather. A ribbon of what? What kind of material?
That's a good catch. I don't know.
I think ritzuas over here, what are the materials? They didn't have any synthetic materials. They didn't have polyester and I don't know, look in the label of your jacket. It tells you all these things I've never heard of before. Rayon. What's rayon? It's radioactive material they put on you wearing your jacket. It says all these funny things. I never heard of them before. Is it shatnez? Okay, let's go now to Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Beis, kile halei vehazokon. What does that mean? What's kile halei? What's the rav? Se'or. What? Kilkel, Kilkel. I didn't read it correctly. Kilkel, Kilkel leva hazokon. What's that? Se'or shebechoze. Kneger alev. Shenisbat. Shenistabech v'nase ke'ein shar shirois. Kilkel means a chain. Kilkel is a chain. Kilkel is a chain. And it means that there's a lot of fuzzy here on a person's chest. Next time I go to the mikvah, I'm going to go take some pictures of some people and show. Can you please pose? And we're making a new mishnayis called Masechta Mikvayos. We want an illustration of Kilkei Halev. You're a very good specimen. Please stand there. Please stand there. We can take a picture of the Kilkei Halev. Kilkei Hazokon. Which zokon is this? The zokon ha'elyon or zokon ha'tachtoin?
Zokon
ha'elyon. Yeah, how do you know? What about zokon ha'tachtoin? Kilkei ha'leiv ha'zokon u beis ha'sesorim, and the beis ha'sesorim, v'aita, beis ha'sesorim, the, I lost place, bo'isha, in the by a woman, lifluf shechutz lo'ayin. Okay, we're going too far, we'll see over the raft. Kilkei ha'leiv se'or shebechozek negen ha'leiv shenistabich v'nase ke'in shar shoes v'chin nim'osois min ha'ze'o. It is disgusting, fine. U'beis ha'sesorim bo'isha, v'bnei she'ha'se'or ne'echaz u'mistabich bo'isoi mokoim machmas ha'ze'o v'hatinuf. So the beis ha'min of there, that mokoim is not clean. There's not a clean mokoim, so therefore you would think it might be a chatzitza, okay? So therefore, kilkei ha'leiv ha'zokon, beis ha'sesorim bo'isha, So this goes back to what you said before. You said a person, a daughter, or a young girl who wants to eat truma, but does not go to mikvah. So you see over here that the Rav does indeed make a distinction. The Rav holds that we don't go basar raiv da'al. We follow over here who you are. If you're a married woman, then there's a different standard. If you're not a married woman, then there's a different standard. See, the Rav does make a distinction between the marrieds and the non-marrieds. Vaita. Okay, but Isha lifluf. Now over here we are going to lifluf. What's lifluf? Tsoya sa'ayin. Lifluf means the mucus that comes from the eye. There must be some very fancy medical term that I don't know how to pronounce. A lot of letters. What?
Discharge.
Discharge. Discharge. I thought it would be some word that has 25 letters, and you have to spend a 4 years in medical school to learn. What do you do in medical school? We learn how to pronounce all of these fancy words. That's what we spend 4 years in medical school. We learn how all those very, very long. Why do you have a fellowship for another 4 years? Residency. Then we learn the more complicated words. We practice the whole day. Literally, how to pronounce hydrochlorics, what's that medicine called? Hydrochloric, whatever they call that medicine, which supposedly heals people. And Fauci, they now coming out with the news. That's the next thing. They're coming out to bombish, kill him because of the hydrochloroquine. How do you pronounce it?
Hydrochloroquine.
Hydrochloroquine. So that's now the next thing in today's news, is all the emails to reveal that he suppressed the fact that the hydrochloroquine for people who just, if they would have been treated with it immediately as soon as they were diagnosed, people would have been alive today who would otherwise have died. Early intervention with hydrochloroquine was always claimed to work very well until Zelenko came out, and then they claimed it was a study that it garnished, and they megaled that the study was a farce. And the study was a total sham. And the truth is, it really does work. Early intervention with hydrochloroquine really, really does work. Now they're going for blood. They're going after Fauci. I read in today's news. That's today's news. They're going after hydrochloroquine in his emails. Everywhere, really was this, the study they put out to shut it down. That's already old news. That already was totally withdrawn. My sister told me. It was withdrawn. It was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. It was published in the most prestigious medical journal, and they themselves withdrew it.
Which article was withdrawn?
Hydrochloroquine, that it's worthless.
That article was withdrawn.
That it's worthless.
I don't think the article was withdrawn.
I don't know. Then maybe I'm making a mistake. There was an article that was published in one of the most prestigious journals that hydrochloroquine is worthless. It is of no value, of no benefit whatsoever. It's a hoax. And based upon that, they shut it down. You can't even get it. My sister told me she tried to prescribe it in Boston. They don't give it. It will not be even for what it's meant to be used for. For the other disease that they used it for, it's now not available to nobody. The government has eliminated it from the market. It's totally not available anywhere. No one can get it. And based upon the study, Journal of New England, that they've done studies, and they found that it's not effective. I don't know where I read this. I read this is that the study, it's been Hakol Moedim, the study that they've done was analyzed with intensity, and it was Sheker V'Chazav. So we're back to where we started. There's no study. So no one knows. No one knows if it's valuable or it's not valuable. But many people will say that, listen, I'm a doctor, let me do what I want, none of your business. If I think it can be a benefit, let me try. What's this all about? What is this all about? What is really going on here? No one can tell you. No one can identify what's going on here. Can you know what's going on over here? There's an agenda. There's an agenda, and I don't understand. What is the agenda? Another revelation of all of his emails is that he was in contact with Bill Gates in an enormous amount of times. There's a relationship, a very significant relationship between Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci. What is that about? What does Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci have anything to do with each other? Why is he on all of the government emails? Why is he communicating with Fauci in government emails? What is going on? Bill Gates is not a doctor. What is going on here?
What Bill Gates has the resources to help the government advance their agenda.
So that's legal.
Why is it illegal?
All right, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, I'm not Fauci. Fauci now has come under enormous scrutiny. Enormous scrutiny. Look, Cuomo got away with murder. He's still governor. They never threw him out. He committed Gilead Arayis, three Averis. He committed Gilead Arayis. Avodah Zarah, he worships himself. He's the greatest. He said, there's no God. He said, Beferish. The reason why the curve got better is not because of God, because of my leadership. He said this on television. It's not because of God, it's because of me. Avodah Zarah, Gilead Arayis is Barvust. Kama Noshim. More Noshim than you know, who knows how many Noshim over there. And then what about Shrich Aslamen? Go ask all the dead people in the nursing homes, how many people are dead? It was over Al Gimel Averis Chamuris, and he's still in office. How could that possibly be? Gimel Averis Chamuris Mamish. Avodah Zarah? It's not God, it's me. Shrich Astomim, the nursing home people, Gilead Arayis is Barvus in the Veldt, what he did to all the Noshim, he's still the governor. How do you explain that? Weiter. Liflov Shukain, Shilov Shachutzla Ayin. Liflov over here, Lutsayas Ayin. Next, the Gelet Shachutzla Mak. What's Gelet? Gelet is rear. Hayyitzim in Amaka Shemisyabesh Vinase Gilid. Gilid is a scab, right? Is that the medical term? A scab? Hard crust that comes from blood and sweat. Yeah. Tuition. Gilid is tuition. The blood and sweat of man that turns into hard rock and ends up in the garbage. My blood and sweat, I pay for my children, and what do they do with it? They just, they ruin it, they throw it in the garbage. Gilid is tuition. Gilid rir hayoitzim in amaka amisyabesh v'nasa gilid. Next, the gelet shechutz l'maka. So all these things, liflof shechutz l'ayin, the gelet shechutz l'maka, the horitia she'olecha she'olecha, the bandage upon it, usrof hayovesh. What's that, Rav? Im choye al besara min hasrof hanaitef mehoi lanois oimin aperos v'nisyabesh sham. Sap. A woman got sapped. Comes out of a teaser. The Gilday Tsoya Shal Besarai. This is my favorite of them all. This is my all-time favorite. The Gilday, the crust of Tsoya Shal Besarai. Rav Gilday Tsoya Shal Besarai, Shenis Yabesh V'Nasa Glid. Next, ubotzeg shetachas hatzipoiren. Though women, they need challah. Challah. This week's parsha. Reishis arisay sechem titu chumel Hashem. Does the challah of this week's parsha. The botzeg shetachas hatzipoiren v'ham mil mulin. What's mil mulin? Kishe yadav shel adam miluchloches betit oy bebotzeg oy bezeya umoylel yadai achas al chaverita. She rubs. Nasa al yadai kamin gargirim shel tsoirim barley. What in the world is that?
Meaning that when you have some type of material on your hand and you rub it, when it comes off, it first falls like a little bit of like these little balls or a little bit of these little connecting pieces or something like that. It forms into a larger, unit than it was before. And then that's the part that sticks to your hand. So when a person rubs their hands together, then that's also considered a chatzitza.
Murdoch. Unbelievable what goes on in this field.
You know what's interesting? That the shorosh, mem lam, I don't know, what do you think the shorosh is the word for mil mul? I would say mi leila avraham.
Ah, Mimi Leli Avram spoke. Mil means to speak, Dibor.
That's good. So what's this shorosh of this word? Mil. Is it a four-word shorosh like Gam Gay? Or is it a three-word shorosh?
I don't know. Let's go weiter. Ba mil mulim vitit hayovein. This you have in the kinos. And the kinois, the tit hayovein. Oh, you have chaim
l'drush. It's a pasuk in Tehillim today.
The tit hayovein, chaim l'drush. Too bad I have nothing, no more podium anymore. My podium has been nekar. The tit hayovein, so sad. The tit hayovein, the tit hayoytrim. What's the tit hayovein means? Quicksand, right? Doesn't even want to explain over here what it means over here. Mumulim, nachmal the mumulim. It's kishyadav.
The
commissioner
goes on to explain what it is.
Kishyadav, mumulim, 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 fine. Vitit hayavin, vitit hayoytrim. The gates Yivani. And gates Yivani, let's go weiter. The ezel tit hayavin, ze tit haboyrois, the tit of the boyrois, of the pits. Shenemar, Vayaleni mibor sho'in mitit hayavein, from the pit of sho'in means of death, of the grave, and the pasuk explains what is this. This is mitit from the dirt hayavein. What's yavein? Yavan. What does it mean yavein? What's your
slimy mud?
Mud.
Slime.
So yavan is called slime. So yavan means a slimy country. Yavan is a slimy country. The three letters, the first letter is, they look at the letters, they get longer and longer. They're all the same. The Yud, Vav, the Nun. Slime comes in three shapes. Small, medium, and large. Goldilocks. The Tit HaYovein. Three sizes of slime. There's the mayor, the governor, and the president. That's why it's called, we're in Golis Yavan. Three levels of slime. Weiter. Where do you get such a shiur like this? You get such a shiur, I tell you all these jokes, all this bitterness, this nonsense. Weiter, next.
And it comes in so clearly, it's a machai.
The sound is good today? The sound is good? It's better than this. I should continue using this system than the one I had before?
It's fine, yeah, it's good.
But is it better than what I had before?
Probably.
If it's not better, then I'll go back. I don't need this old mishnah. I'll go back to the old stuff.
No, I mean, if it's a Yetzes Chorban Hafsedo and it's a big pachka to put together, then I would say no. But if it's not a big, but if it's not such a big deal, it's fine.
By the tit hayoytzrin, what's tit hayoytzrin? What's that? The tit of the yoytzrin. We have the kishum kimashmoi, the potters. Okay, people who engage in marijuana. Rabbi Yossi mitar b'shal yoytrim. He's mitame b'shal yoytrim. tahar, the potters, is betaher, a metame b'shel moreka. What's moreka? Rashi, Rav, b'shel moreka, tit hasharoi b'loivin ha-beitza, tit that is found in the white of an egg, also l'sakin by ha-kelim shenistiku, that's used to the misakin, which crack, she'en ha-mayim memachin ha-isam, the water does not clean it, Morka, loshen tamruke ha-noshen. Tamruke ha-noshen means they smear on the women. The tamruke ha-noshen.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. They say that the egg white is or the yolk is good for the hair. It makes the hair shiny and stuff. So if there's a component in the egg that can be smeared on the face to make it shiny or use like a cosmetic, then that's also considered a chatzitza. It's a tit. That's called tit b'shel moreka.
Okay, the tit ha-moreka. Okay, let's see. Tita Moreko, they smear. The Ein Halacha K'Rabbi Yossi. Next fight in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Metar B'Shal HaYotzrin U'Metar B'Shal Moreko. The Gates Yivani. What's the Gates Yivani? The Spark Yivani. Elu Yistois Hadrachim. The pegs on the road. She'ein Toivlim Bohem. Now, what does that mean over here? Let's see over here the Rav. The Rav over here is Yisoidois. These are the Yistois Hadrachim. Tit She'nisma'ech. That has been rubbed al gabi hiluch bnei adam shemahalchem alav chushulach when it's moist nikri gates yivani chushuyavish nikri yoseid hadrachim pegs shakash alahalich aleim v'nira kimalich al gabi yisseidos bumps in the roads. There are bumps in the roads. So therefore, when it's moist, it's mud, and when the summer comes and it gets hard, it turns into impediments. It turns into bumps. It can give your car. You can damage your car if you go over the potholes. So these are called the yistos, the pegs, the mud that basically congeals, that becomes hardened pegs. So these things over here, it says, Shein Tavim Mochem, Im Hoi B'mikveh Tit Kezeh, there was tit in the mikveh, Eilu She'ein Tavim Mochem. Now what does that mean exactly? You're not telling them. So let's go to the picture. We have to go, even though we're going to skip those other two pictures for the moment. Let's first see the picture number 170. 170, we'll go backwards, 170. Mikveh shekarka oy tit ova, a mikveh that's karka's thick cement, mutter lahadbil mita be'oifin shiraglecha shekais betit, libnei shamayim mikadmim umakifim esragli hamita. We had this before. So he's going about the mita. Now on the left side, it's mikveh shekarka oy tit hayavon, oy tit hayotzim oy gate yavani, hatit nidbak l'ragli hamita, v'harei z'choytzet shalo yagia mayim l'ragli hamita, v'harei v'zeudin ha-mishna ein talim b'chem. So therefore, different types of tit. If the tit is so thick, it's azoy grois, it's so thick, it cleaves, it prevents the mayim from penetrating, it's not going to allow you to go to the mikvah. He'ara, we have an observation in Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Nemrim Tshnei Shnei Mitit Hanorik, that is viscosity. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Ah, it's like 1 year of medical school. What do you learn in the first year of medical school? Your blood is viscous. We learned how to measure the viscosity of one's blood and one's urine. Vita. Ha'ara, Parag Beis, Mishnah Yid, Shnedvam, and the tit, mashlim, the shiur mikveh. The tit is mashlim, the shiur mikveh. It's mashlim, the shiur mikveh. Rabbi Yehuda, mutal hatbil betit, kishuhun, bikarka mikveh. That's number two. Shaloisha, what's the base? Where's the aleph? Har, Parag Yid, Mishnah Yid, Benemru, Shnedin, or no, aleph is tit, mashlim, the shiur mikveh, base, Rabbi Yehuda, mutal hatbil betit, shuhun, bikarka mikveh. Shaloisha mina tit shalmish saying gashim tit hanoroik boifin aniska. Lagabe, so all of these things are called noroik. They're all noroik. Even though they're noroik, it depends. Lagabe lahashim shlia mikva kosa chazainish shari elu mashlim kumai kol tik anoroik. Woo! So the chazainish says when it comes to being mashlim, the shi'ur of the mikva for Isa, it works no matter what. It works no matter what, no matter what kind of tit. Lagabe lahatku beminim elu gashat kishi a tit noroik. If we guard the tit hanoroik, ואין טייבלם, יקרא בי טייבל בכם, השם הטייבלם בכם, משום שתיתן הרק אין הנדבק. Okay, so shall we hear, the question, what's the question over here? The kind of question for a person? I don't understand. The case above in the picture was regarding the legs of the mita. But now he's having another shayla. Lagabi lahashim, l'shar mikvah, because of the shayla, l'shar mikvah. Lagabi lahatul b'min elu.
We're not talking about tit av anymore. We're talking about tit hayovain or tit hayotshim or gatshivani.
Lagabi, yeah.
And I was just telling us a parenthetical comment. Lagabi tit hanarok.
Gabi tit hanarok.
Tiranarok is soft. It's soft mud. It's not the same as tirayave, which is slimy.
Okay, so this is soft. Gabi lahadul meimelu kishem tit hanarok when it's flowing. Nistabik achaz nish imgam kishem tit hanarok harielu nidbakim b'chaytzim ve'intel mchem. It's no good. Hashem, but toivlem. You can't be told mishum shetit hanarok ainu nidbak. All right, let's go weiter. V'loy matbil, let's go weiter. V'elu yistayis adroch v'shayin matom rem. V'loy matbil ma'isam. V'shokol atit ha-matbil ma'boy kishuhu lach. Everything else you can be tevel when it's lach, when it's moist. V'lo yitbol ba'ovok shal raglov. V'lo yitbol es ha-kum kimus bepechomim ela imkei nish shif shef. Okay, let's see over here in the pictures. A lot of pictures over here. 170... Let's see the picture. 171, 172. 171, 172. Low, low, low. You're not going to be makbil. Oh, it's 33. Like, no, I don't think I have time. I have to go. I'm not going to have time to do this. Let's just go back and let's do the other picture we missed out. Okay, let's finish the other picture we missed out. I have to finish on something. I have to go 33 o'clock. Let's do the picture we missed out. The picture over here are 167, 168, 169. 167. Lifluf chutz la'ayin harei zeh chaytzeitz. Okay, the lifluf means the mucus outside the eye is going to be a chatzitza. V'lekamam mishadal lifluf shebesuch ha'ayin ein chaytzeitz. So there's something called chutz and there's something called pnim. The chutz that is harei zeh chaytzeitz. But lifnim is not chaytzeitz. M'vur b'rav sham shezeh lifluf lach a'olich ha'yavesh chaytzeitz afilu shu besuch ha'ayin. V'tam mechalik ben lach v'yavesh v'sech ha'ayin kasaraf shu mishum makbit. Ooh, that's the difference. Kesha lifluf lach ain't a makbit alof. Uchshul yavesh harei ze makbit alof. Uchshul mechutz le'ayin harei ze makbit alof ben lach v'yavesh. Alman b'tayis v'z nida samach zayin lifluf mevur shul lifluf sheba'ayin ayidei shahadimah melach leches es atamid ha'mayim choydrim l'sham v'lechein ein choyt. He disagrees. The lifluf in the eye, since there are tears which continuously moisten it and flush it away, memela it's not a chatzitza. She yavesh harei zen nidbak b'chayzek v'chayz. But when it's yavesh, it's very tough. And there it's a chatzitza. But lifluf she'achutz li'ayin afilu kishu lach chayzes b'mnei shehu misyabesh v'chaylich v'erei zen davik b'chayzek. So the thing over here is that when it's going to be inside the eye, if it's lach, big deal, the eye will flush it out. But if it's going to be hard, it's not going to be flushed out. Therefore, it's going to be chatzitza. When it's outside the eye, even when it's lach, it's not going to be flushed out. And that's why it's going to be a chatzitza. Emosai nikra halif of yavesh misho shemascha liroik. What does that mean? Liroik. What does it mean? What is it called? Yavesh, when it becomes like green? Is that what it means? That's the color? The color is green? Esther Yirak Rakoisa. Esther was Yavish. She was dry. What is it called Yavish? Shmasil Liroik. When it becomes green. So that Esther, she was a dry person. She did not drink Yayin. Mishta Yayin. Purim is all about a Mishta Yayin. But Esther was Yirakrak. She was green. And the title of Yirak means Yavish. Yavesh means no wine. She didn't drink. That's why in Purim we have L'chaim. Gotta loosen up. Okay, next, 168. Hageled. Shebe Mishnah seinu, the scab. Hu geled shechutz l'maka v'hu chaytzitz. Gev Mishnah dal yivur shegelid shebesech ha'maka ein ha'chaytzitz. The geled in the maka is not a chatzitz. Uperish haraf. Shehageled shechutz l'maka hu rear, hayoytzim in a makah shemisyabish v'nasa gilid, b'chazav rosha hu nikrash v'nasa ov, ulchin choytzitz. Aval gelid shebesuch a makah זהו חריר שהוא קשור עדיין בסך המעקה, ועוד שהוא תלמיד רך, הוא הולכים לחצץ, והוא עוד מדבר הרש ושכונח, שגם אחר שיוצא הריר מן המעקה, עד ששלוש היום עדיין רך, ואין לו חצץ. רק לאחר שלוש היום יניק ראש נעשה עוד ועוד שהוא חצץ. So this is a very important הלכה. נושם, המשור דיס נוגע ונקום, המשור די רבון גדוי לישראל ופסקל על נסו, ואיש שגוס את המקווה. A man, what difference does it make? A woman goes to mikvah, and she has an injury. She has an injury, and she has some type of wound, and there's some type of scab, and there's a shuil shaila, is it a chatzitza? So he's saying over here an incredible chiddush that for the first 3 days, the Rav says, when did you get the injury? How many days? Is it 72 hours since your injury? If it's less than 72 hours since your injury, anything that forms on your body, on the outside of your body, is not a chatzitza. But after 72 from your injury, then if you talk have a scab on the body, it might be a problem. Indeed, it might indeed be a problem. And what is the solution? I don't know. There must be, I'm sure, certainly this is codified in the books, in the art scroll books of the laws of women going to mikvah. All right, so we did over here. Let's finish the Rav before we see that picture. The Rav says, "Ain tov l'mochem im choya b'mikvah tit kazev v'inal v'itav v'imadbilim oisam v'im choya al besar v'yeshafarshim v'loya madbilim oisam." I'm reading over the Rav, page 139, the last Rav. V'loya madbilim oisam im choya al besar v'yeshafarshim v'loya madbilim oisam im nitmu meimav. What does that mean? You're not madbil oisam im choya al besaroy. You can't go to the mikvah when you have this tit. If this tit is cleaving to your flesh, it constitutes a chatzitza. Im choya al besaroy v'yesh mefarshim v'loy matbilim oisam im nitmu meimav d'loy salka hashaka b'mokoy matit. If the water became tame, woo, look at this. If you have a body of water, and in the body of water there's this tit, this water will not Hashaka will not make this water tar. If you want to be toivel in this portion of the mikvah, you have two pits, and one is the bar, and the bar where you're going to be toivel, you want to be toivel in mud, and the mud is tame, and you want to do hashaka. V'yesha shulay matbilim oisam im nitmu meimav deloy salka hashaka b'mokay matit. If in the tube, let's make it like this, you have the sauna, right? The beautiful, expensive marble tiles in the mikvah. I was so very upset and stink. I really thought they should put marble tiles. Ein anius b'makom hashivus. I don't like porcelain tiles. I don't think porcelain tiles batam for a mikvah. Porcelain tiles have a very short shelf life. Porcelain tiles they don't last. You know, they get ugly and dirty very quickly, porcelain tiles. Marble never gets ugly and dirty. Marble, it stays the same forever. I don't know, I don't, none of my business, what do I care? You put porcelain tiles, it costs a fraction of what marble tiles cost. And then they have all these fancy schmancy synthetic materials today. I don't know how they work. I don't know anything about this. You have to go talk to people, the vibe. They know all about this in construction. They make kitchens. They know all the different types of marbles and stones and this and that. I personally noticed that porcelain doesn't last. Porcelain, there's something about it that just doesn't last long. You don't have a choice. Who could afford to buy marble? Marble costs a fortune. And marble's not necessarily the best stone. The other stones they make today, other types of stones. Vayita, but over here it says, v'lo yitbol, over here if you have in the tube, that is the chibur between the bor and the sauna, if in the tube it's muddy, that water in the tube is this type of tit, is it a chatzitza to prevent the hashaka from being effective? You have to clean the tube. Make sure the tube is not full of mud. Do I salk hashag mogam atit? Ha kumkum, what's kum clean choyeshet shemacham ba yisamayim? Kumkum is the, what's it called in English, the kumkum? The urn.
The kettle.
The kettle. Akum kum clean the kaitcher shemachamim boye hamayim. Copper. That's expensive. Who could afford copper today? Copper? Who could afford copper today? Today it's other types of metals. Can't afford copper. You know how much a copper pot cost? You have to take a second mortgage to buy a copper pot. Clean the choshes, shemacham by your mind, umachmas el oshon, the hashalhev, the shoil al gabov, nasis viva pachamim. And because of the smoke, you have pecham, you have kum. This mamash we learned yesterday's daf. In yesterday's daf, it says the Kohen Gadol, when he went to the Kodesh HaKodesh, he did not walk on the left side between the menorah and the wall, because if his clothing would touch the wall, they would get black. Why? Because on the left wall, on the south wall of the Heichel, the wall was dirty with soot from the burning of the menorah. There was blackness on the wall. That was pecham on the wall. How could it be in the Beis HaMikdash? They'd have a cleaning crew every single day to come and clean off the wall of the wall that was full of soot from the menorah burning on that part. They burned over there. It got an awful black from the menorah burning there every single night. So I told him, Hagufa, that's the Hidu, the Yoifi. Zekeli, that is the building that is occupied. Where would you rather go? You'd rather go to a yeshiva where everything is so clean and pretty and perfect? The bathrooms you can lick off the floor? When you go to a yeshiva where everything is run down, it's run down, it's broken, there's not even a doorknob that works in the whole building. Every door squeaks, every stender is on its last leg. I would go to the yeshiva that's a dump, because that yeshiva, people talk to learn there. It's the Kedusha. It's Molei the Godish Kedusha. The Kedusha, it's Shoy of the Kedusha. They have much more Siyat and Shmaya. In the Beis HaMikdash, it was a hider to see the soot on the wall of the Heichel. This preserved all of those days and years where they lit the menorah. We have a Zeicher L'davar. It's not just a clean sweep. There's a shame with Teferis, there's a she'edis in the Klal Yisrael. Weiter. Hakum. Clean the choysh shemacham by his mind, mach the ocean shall have a shoil al gab of nasis with pachamim. El in kain yeshafshef, hapacham shall gabov, so the loyd will bab shall ragov. Do not be told with the stoss on your feet. For a yitbol es a kumkum pecham, do not be told with the coals. El in kain shifts, you screamed off. Okay, let's has the Mishnah. We did the Rav, and we did most of the pictures, but we did not do the last two pictures, and we didn't do the charts. Let's chaz the Mishnah. A lot of time over here after the Bible, I'm going to go, kilkei halef. I never heard this before. New word for me. I never heard this before. The chains on the heart. Every person has shalshela shel barzel on their hearts. The chains on the heart, which will be illustrated in the pictures I will bring to you tomorrow. I have to go to midnight tomorrow, take my smartphone, and take pictures of everyone who comes in. Where I want to do a record. We're doing a study. A study we call the Sefer Kilkei Halev, Begalizing, with illustrations taken straight.
This guy has Tumtum Halev.
Very good. There's the Tumtum Halev, and there's the Kilkei Halev. Gewaldic. One is the Panemius, one is the Chitzonius. The Chitzonius is Mo'oirer on the Panemius. Anyone that has too much Kilkei Halev, that's the simen that is the Timtum Halev. V'hazokon. Now he doesn't say what the zokon is. He doesn't say.
I think it is the beard.
Which beard? The tachton or the elyon?
The kind of elyon.
Elyon? What about the tachton? Ubeis hasesodim bo isha. Okay, and the beis hasesodim shebe isha. That is a married woman. The rabbi.
The nose and the mouth. The ear, the nose, and the mouth.
The ears, nose, and the mouth. What about the ears and the mouth?
That's considered beis hasesodim by the isha. That's what. That's
no oisemokoyim. He said oisemokoyim. It said. And that's why he said the Davka. He said the tin of it. He said the Oysa Mokom. It's in the Rav.
No, you're right. I'm sorry. Yeah.
All right. Vayvay. The Davka went married woman. Liflof shechutz la'ayin. You have over here this liflof. You have over here this mucus outside the eye only, and the gelet shechutz lamake. The retia shol of the bandage. The sraf shayave some sap that got on her body that's dry. The gilde atsoya al shal b'saray. Hard soy on the basar, ubat sech shetachas tiparin v'ham mil mulin. That's a hard one for me. You rub your hands, and you produce some type of some type of a some type of kashir shalom meluchos betidvoy bebatzig bezeiv mol yada oisa al chaverta nas al yadai kmin gargarim shal sarim, little pieces of barley, fine. Tit hayovein, the tit hayoytzrim. Tit hayovein means mud, slime in a pit. The tit hayoytzrim, this means clay used to make a pot, pottery. The gates yivani, this means mud, mud from the street. Mud ezel tit hayovein zet tit habayres shenemar vayaleini. He brought me up mibar shoin, the pit of the grave. Mitit hayovein. The word vayaleini is to be repeated twice. Vayaleini mibar hashoin. Vayaleini mitit hayovein. The rules of reading nach, you have to repeat the words. Rabbi Orlian, he's into this. He wrote a whole sefer on this, and he has a whole kuntras on this. He told me, Tach gave it to me, he told me, you're not going to find anything like this anywhere, to show you basically every pasuk, how it's supposed to, the repetition form, repetition, on the whole system, the whole chachma, on how to read Hebrew psukim, of how you repeat the words. Tit ha-yayitzim ki-mashmai, Rabbi Yosef, b'tah b'shal yayitzim, b'tah b'shal, he's mitzvah, all the way, what's halach, all these